We read it. We read the beginning of Kitavo. It says, when we enter the promised land, we're going to bring an offering. If we kept reading to the next set of four verses, it will also talk about the Maaser, which is the tithe. The parashah keeps go on from 26 and 27. 28, you know what it is. Like, everybody knows that there's in Deuteronomy 28, blessings and curses. Blessings if you obey the law of the Lord, and you follow that, and curses if you don't. And they're there all in Deuteronomy 28. Then as it approaches, then Nitzavim, which is next week's parashat, Nitzavim means standing. What's happened is that the children of Israel have finally gotten to the place that they are standing there, and there's the Jordan. They can all see it. It's been a 40-year journey. This is the end of the journey. No, they're not entering today, but they're looking at it. They're standing there looking at it. Things change at that point. Things dramatically change in how Moses speaks with the people from that point on. Nitzavim and Vayelek, a tremendous revelation is given to God's people. And then the Lord gives Moses a song, which is Deuteronomy 32, which is what is shared on Shabbat Shuvah in 2 weeks from now. Okay? And he sings this song to Israel. It starts really nice and it gets really serious. It's a very serious song. It's called the Song of Moses. By the way, we're supposed to be able to sing the Song of Moses. When I first came into things with, you know, the blue moons and moons ago, when I started in the ministry, and I didn't know the Messianic way as well as I do now, I had an inkling that was important, the Song of Moses, so I went looking for it. And I was told by other people I know, the Song of Moses is in Exodus 15. And so I went to look at the Song of Moses in Exodus 15. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider fell into the sea. Okay, but then being the inquisitive person that I am, I said, I wonder what the Hebrew words are there. And it says, Be'i la 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 shem. And I go, that's a dance. And it says, when I look at the Hebrew, it doesn't say that was the Song of Moses. What it said is the song they sang to Adonai. Iga Oga'a, the horse and rider. So I went and got the Strong's Concordance, because I didn't know any Hebrew then, and started looking and translating the first few words of Exodus 15. And and then Moses sang this song to Adonai. It doesn't say, Moses doesn't claim, that's my song. I made this song. It doesn't say that. Obviously, they sang a song because he's singing a song, and those are the words of the song. But that song must have been known by everybody. It's not the Song of Moses. But when you get to Deuteronomy 31 in Parashat Vayelech, which is often together with Parashat Nitzavim, and when TJ did her thing, it was together. Those two were together, and she did Nitzavim Vayelech. And actually, I think Sam preached on Vayelech. He was the one preacher that day. Should have been her, but we let Sam preach. Yeah. So, I know those verses very well, because, for example, what is the last command in the Torah? It's in Vayelech. The last command of the Torah, the last of the mitzvot, whether it's 613, 614, 615, you know, whatever it is. It's some big number. But the last thing there is what? What was the last word in testimony? What was the maftir of the whole thing? Anybody know besides Sam? Nobody? Take a book, take the book of the store and write a copy for yourself. Go like, I'm not a sofer. All right. So look and see the children of Israel, the rabbis throughout Israel know that that command was there. And they say, you can fulfill the command by buying, by having a Torah. Can you go, oh, wait a minute, you know, I can, the scrolls are really expensive, so you can make your own. Or you can buy a Tanakh, which is the Hebrew scriptures. Okay? And you can buy a Tanakh with a New Testament in it. That's okay too. You know what I mean? In other words, you can fulfill the last command in the Torah by having a copy of the, like this one. It's not even mine. It belongs to the church that also rents here. Let me look and see what number, what it has. Oh, it has the so-called Old Testament. That's the Hebrew scriptures from Genesis to Malachi. It then has what's called the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament, from Matthew to Revelation. Oh, it's got it. This is somebody else's, right? The Christian Bible. It has it. It has it. In fact, it's pretty easy for me to go to Deuteronomy 26 and read you from this version what we read a while ago. Now, when you come to the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance and have taken possession of it and live in it, you shall take some of the first of all the first fruit of the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall put it in a basket, and you shall go to the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name to dwell there. That sounds like the same. A little bit different in the English, right? Well, let's see. John 3:16. Is it in here? It's in here. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. It's not a Catholic Bible, but even if it were a Catholic Bible, you can... got the same stuff. Now there's some more accurate translations than the translations like this one. They're more accurate because in knowledge has been increased and things have been found. 100 years ago, you didn't have that. You didn't have this iPad and this in your pocket. You didn't have the Encyclopedia Judaica of 1904, unless you were alive in 1904 and you had a book. There was no iPhone, no, none of that. No internet. No, you know, all of that happened in my time. I was alive when the internet was being created. I was teaching at the University of Auburn in Alabama. It's not that long ago, although I look ancient. I'm not the Ancient of Days. Close, but not quite. So, you can fulfill the last command in the Torah by a Bible. Okay. There's a Bible in here that I can read. That's not really what it's saying. It doesn't say, go get a video, you know, or do a podcast. It doesn't say any of that. It says, get a copy for yourself. So everybody, you want to fulfill the last commandment in the Torah, should have a Bible with your name on it. You should have a Bible with your name on it. And you need to read it, because it has requirements there of reading it to your family and all those kinds of things. What are you getting at? I'm getting at that some important stuff is about to happen in Nitzavim and Vayelech. And so the children of Israel in the next parashat, which it begins in 29:6, I think, or 8. It's in 29. The first part of 29 is the maftir, has the maftir for the last word. And just before the maftir, there's this verse. Let me read it to you. Who may go up to the mountain of Adonai? Who may stand in his holy place? Oh, I'm reading something else. This is from Psalm 24, because it provides context. You want to be in the mountain of Adonai? You want to come before him in his face, face to face. So who can go up to the mountain and who can stand in his holy place? You know, Nitzavim means standing, okay? So I'm getting somewhere. Hang on with me. Verse 4, one with clean hands and a pure heart. One with clean hands and a pure heart. I said, huh? That right away is a song. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. The same guy that I sang last, Tomlin, who has not lifted his soul in vain or sworn deceitfully. He will receive a blessing from Adonai, righteousness from God, his salvation. Righteousness from God, his salvation. Righteousness for God, who is the salvation of God, who is the Yeshua of God. Yeshua. Got it? Okay, but here's a parashat. Verse 3 of 29. But to this day, to the day that you're about to cross, to the day you're looking at the conclusion of your journey, you're looking at the reality of what you've been hoping for. Things hoped for, evidence not seen. It's not a hope anymore. I can see the evidence. There is the Jordan River. It actually does exist. We're about to cross it. And he said, but to this day, Adonai has not given you. Everybody's standing there. He's speaking to everybody standing there. This is the just before Nitzavim, which will be next week when the reader will read it. The reader will be a lady next week reading it in Hebrew from the scroll. How about that? Awesome. But to this day, Adonai has not given you a heart to know, eyes to see, or ears to hear. What I really would like to have now, and I didn't tell you, John, because I'm trying to navigate this with the voices from the Holy Spirit speaking to me. So what I need you guys to do is to you can go on the one that projects. You can go to our website. Open Safari and go to kolsimcha.org. Click on the messages section. And then click on the PDF for today's message. And project that, please. By the way, you can go there too with your computer or your phone, or you got a phone, you can go there right now. Is it going to happen? I could tell you where it is in PDF, and you could open a PDF. Huh? There we go. Look at that. I've taught on this before. So in 2007, I had extracted, okay, what the DAFKA writer Hebrew scriptures is and copied it. And that particular time, typically I removed the vowels, but I left the vowel markings. Let me say that again. I'm using a program called DAFKA Writer that has the Tanakh, all of the Hebrew scriptures, okay? And you can say, take out the vowels, but here's what the text looks like, the Masoretic text, what does it look like? And it prints it for me. Do you see what I see there? In fact, TJ could read it, but Velo Natan Yehovah. Yehovah. So DAFKA writer evidently knew how to write his name in 2007. The new DAFKA writer, they went and removed it. They removed that second word, which is Yehovah, with the vowel markings, and put two yuds there instead. Yes. You want to know about that? Go a year ago and hear Sam's message on Kedoshim, the parashat. Well, anyway, let me read it in Hebrew. Velo Natan Yehovah Lachem Lev Lada'at Ve'einaim Lirot Ve'osnaim Lishmoa Ad Hayom Hazeh. Actually, I think TJ can translate that for you and I also, because these are not really hard words. These are pretty easy words. What is he saying? What he's saying is, Lev Velo Natan Yehovah. Lev, what does Lev means? Heart. Lada'at, to know. To know. It's the infinitive of the verb yodea in Hebrew. Okay? The next says, which means to know intimately, by the way. Then it says, ve'einaim, which means the eyes. Einaim is eyes. Tetusi. Tetusi. So it's not einaim. Einaim. Naim. Ayim. Kind of. That's all the tusis have that. So you have two eyes, two arms, two legs. Anything that comes in pairs in creation, it's in Hebrew, it's called a tusi. And it takes a little different spelling. Which means eyes, and eyes, lirot. Lirot is the infinity of ro'eh, which means to see. Lirot means to see, literally. Eyes to see. Okay? Which is the infinitive of ro'eh. Ve'osnaim is the next thing, means ears. Osnaim, ayim. When you hear the ayim, it's likely to be a tusi. Okay? Ve'osnaim, ears, lishmoa. Tushma. Tushma. That's the word, the infinitive of the word shma. The infinitive of the word shma, which means to hear and obey. In the next, last thing it says, Ad Hayom Hazeh, which means until, Ad means until, Hayom, the day, this day, Hazeh, until this day. So it's translated correctly what I read you. Until this day, now in Hebrew it appears at the end, and in English we put that at the beginning. But that, you know, that's just the grammar of English versus the grammar of Hebrew. Until this day, the Lord has not given you a heart to know ears to hear, okay? Eyes to see and ears to Shema. That means until today. What's the implication? Until today. They just got it. They're getting ready to go into the promised land, and they got to have a heart to know. It's just like the psalm that says, in order for you to go to the mountain of the Lord, in order for you to go to the place where Adonai is, and I quoted this saying, who can stand in his holy place? You have to have clean hands and a pure heart. Pure heart in Hebrew is lev tahor. This doesn't say lev tahor, but it says lev, okay? Lev to get intimate. You got to have an intimate heart. And if you're going to have an intimate heart, if you're going to go, a heart you're going to meet with Adonai, it's got to be a lev tahor. A heart to know is a lev tahor. It's a clean heart. It's a pure heart. That's what it is, okay? So, before you stand there and Moses delivers his heart on the last, very last thing he's going to say on the earth, because on the next, he's going to sing a song in chapter 32 and in chapter 33, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Ain't no more Moses. And then after he's dead, somebody wrote 34. Because it says, you know, there's no one like him and so on. Well, he can't write that if he's dead. Does that bother you? Somebody finished Moses' Torah? You know who did it? No guesses? No, Ezra. Ezra did it. Okay. Before we stand next week, we have to receive a heart transplant. We have to receive a heart transplant. In other words, we have to have a lev la'da'at, a heart to know. And we don't have it, but let me tell you something. Today is the day we can get it. We can get it. We can get it. Just like they got it. We have to have cataract surgery. Ve'inayim lirot. We have to have eyes to see. That's what happens in cataract surgery happens. Other things happen. Like they don't have lenses that can go make you nearsighted or farsighted. So you have to pick. I've been nearsighted all my life. So I pick farsighted. I ain't never experienced that. So I'm farsighted. That means I'm not nearsighted. That means I have to wear these to read. Well, it turns out that I spend more time in front of a computer and reading than I do driving. When I drive, I take off my glasses. I can see everything. I can see clearly how the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. It's going to be awesome. Best day ever. And I can see it. Before, I had to put glasses to do that. But now I put glasses so that I can read. I'm not sure I made the right choice. But that's what I'm stuck with. That's why this comes on and off and drives my wife crazy. So she had me buy these $500 pairs that are graduated so that it's like this. And this part is not graduated and this part is $250. So as long as I read like this, but if I read like that, I can't see it because the graduation is down here. So the paper has to be in that line of sight, okay? So when I put that on, and the first time I did it here was not that long ago, and I started to read, I go like this. I can't see it. So I had to read like that. before we stand. Okay? The problem was when I sat on the keyboard, I got a problem. Houston, I got a problem. So I put the new $500 glasses, and I'd have to play the keyboard like this. Looking up, you know, my face up there, so that this part of the lens is actually on the keyboard. So this is how I would play now. The Lord has been so good to me. What if I have to look down? I look down so I can see, but now that part, the nearsightedness, is not there. So now I have the far viewing and I can't see it. So if I do this, I can't see it. I have to do like this to play the keyboard. So I said to Miss Arroyo, we spend a good amount of money on this and it's not all that useful. Third thing we need. We need a cochlear implant. We need cochlear implant surgery. That is, we need a hearing device to improve our hearing so that we can shma. Because that's what shma is, right? It's translated here, but it really means to obey. What month are we in? We're in the current month in the Hebrew calendar, is Elul. When Elul comes, we become aware that the full high holidays are nearby. In fact, they start on the 22nd of this month. We have to make a determination. That's called teshuvah. We have to make a determination. And the determination is our sight, our eyesight good? Is our hearing good? But before all of those two you do, is the heart clear? Is the heart ready for? Clearing the heart is not trivial. I could say we need a bypass surgery here. We need a big heart surgery. See, they have waited 39 years to get there. And now they get there. And they've been listening to Moses from the beginning of Deuteronomy, and we get to the near the end of Deuteronomy. Next week, the reader will stand and say Nitzavim. Okay? And she'll read that in Hebrew. That's us. That's us before the high holidays. Look, we can look over there and say, look, in 22, on the 22nd of September, those high holidays begin. It's like the children of Israel standing on the Jordan, the country Jordan, and looking at the Jordan River. They can see the river. They can see the Dead Sea. They can see all of that from those mountains in Jordan. That's where they're at. And we have to make a determination. Is your heart ready to have intimacy? Not just your dea. To know, that word doesn't totally means knowing like here, like in the Western world, to know is here. No, to know means it's here. Knowing in Hebrew is face to face, panim al panim. That's how you know. It's the best way to describe it is intimate. Like a man and a woman are intimate in marriage. That's what the Lord wants. By the way, He gave it to them just before Nitzavim. There is my message. There it is. He obviously is ready before Nitzavim, before next week, before the high holidays. He's ready to give us such a heart. Question is, do you want it? Do you want it? You have to make a determination. Because what's the difference between a heart that is ready to have intimacy with the Lord and one that isn't? Is there something that prevents the human heart from being able to have intimacy with the Lord? I think that you know what that is. Go. Okay. Only got this much left. When His high holidays come, we are getting ready to go up to the mountain of Adonai. We're getting ready to go and meet with Him face to face. Like Moses did when he went up the mountain to meet with Him face to face. That's what the high holidays represent. Kid yourself not. That is what it represents. By the way, today is a high holiday. Shabbat. And maybe we come to the high holiday, including this one, and not consider if there's any preparations before we enter. His place, His abode, is the abode of a king. In Psalm 24, we're told we have to have clean hands and a pure heart. In Deuteronomy 29:3, it says that until today, Adonai has not given that type of heart. But it doesn't, by implication, that means, so you have it now. Today, until today, you hadn't, but now you have it. Today, you have it. What has been keeping you and I from possessing that, even today? From having that kind of heart? The answer is sin. Simple. Sin is what keeps us from being able to have intimacy with the Lord. Well, how do you get rid of sin? We repent. This is sounding very familiar, right, Stephanie? I'm like doing this with a new jet. And all these new words and what have you, and I'm going to land in the same airport. Tshuva. We got to repent. We got to repent. Okay? We repent. To repent means that we have to forgive first. Yeshua said, forgive us in the same manner that we forgive others. So, a new twist here. The new twist in this airplane that's called forgiveness is that before you ask the Lord to forgive you, you need to practice forgiveness yourself and forgive everybody. As a matter of fact, it's a Jewish custom to make sure you do that by Yom Kippur. I participated in that custom all these years. I send emails and phone calls to my Jewish friends who know that Yom Kippur is coming. And I say, please forgive me for anything that I've done against you. Now, I carefully write that because that could sound, well, why you haven't done anything? please forgive me, therefore, I write, for all the things that I've done against you this year. They write back, the majority of them that even bother to write back and say, I forgive you if you ain't done nothing. And then I answer back, I forgive you too because you ain't done nothing either. What if they done something? Well, I forgive it. I want forgiveness. Therefore, I better practice this. So, what do? We call on the name of Yeshua and plead His blood. That's what we did. He being merciful forgives iniquity. Therefore, if we confess our sins, we find that He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why? The blood of Yeshua, the Messiah. We can call on Him, we can trust Him, and we can love Him. And we can be forgiven because of Him. We can be healed because of His scourging. We can ask and be filled with His Holy Spirit. We can activate all these things by asking. Asking. Even now, if you're not sure you have a heart that is ready to be intimate with the Lord, you can ask Him to give you such a heart just before Nitzavim, just like what we read today. While most people in the body of Messiah are not listening and their heart is neither intimate nor attentive to the Lord, in other words, they don't have a heart to know or eyes to see or ears to hear. Meanwhile, the earth, the moon, the stars, and all those things are talking. The outside of us is talking, but nobody's looking. Necessarily. The moon, the sun, and the firmament are speaking loudly. You want me to quote you scripture? Los cielos cuentan la gloria de Dios. El firmamento la obra de sus manos. Un día emite palabra a otro día. Las noches declaran sabiduría. No hay mensaje ni palabra ni es oída su voz. Por toda la tierra salió su voz y hasta los confines sus palabras. Did I just quote Psalm 19, 1 through 4 in Spanish? Did you understand it? Thank you, Lord. So the heavens declare the glory of Adonai. And the firmament declares His wisdom. One day to another day declares wisdom. The nights declare wisdom. At night, the moon is doing something. Did you notice? It just went full and it's going dim again. And it's getting ready for the fall full moon. The fall full moon is called the harvest moon. Duh! Duh! I mean, the Weather Channel knows this. Fox Weather knows this. But the people of God? What do you mean harvest moon? Because the feast of harvest is coming. Well, I thought the Feast of Harvest was Shavuot. Read again. What feast is coming? Sukkot. Few are paying attention. But do you hear His voice? Do you hear His call? Do you hear His sound? John, can I hear His voice? Can I hear the sound? When every time John does that, Satan is not here. You know why? Because according to Paul in 1 Thessalonians 4, the sound of the last shofar, God's shofar. Oh, He has a shofar. Well, read Exodus 19 and you see that He has a shofar. Anyway, at the sound of God's shofar, it's all done. Yeshua's coming. So, every time the shofar sounded like that, he's not omnipotent, Satan. He's not omnipresent. He doesn't have any omnis at all. He doesn't live in the Omni Hotel. Okay? He doesn't have any of that. Why do you think we go, oh no, Satan knows everything? He doesn't know nothing. He only knows what he's supposed to know. He doesn't know what God knows. God knows the future. Satan doesn't know the future. Wait a minute. Let's put him in his place. His place is not the exalted one above God. His place is on the earth. That's where he went when he did that. Because he is there, he actually doesn't know. So Satan doesn't know if that shofar that John was blown is the last one. But suppose that you don't know that I got taser. Those of you who remember, don't tease me, bro. Don't tease me, bro. Okay? Y'all remember that? Okay, so if I come here with a taser, Okay, and I start getting close to Dan. What do you think happens? Don't taste me, bro. I mean, he starts saying, don't taste me, bro. Okay. Well, I could say, well, don't you know that I'm your bro? I ain't going to taste you. Yeah, but don't taste me, bro. Right? Get nervous when the taster gets near. That's what John just did. By blowing the shofar, he's reminding everybody, including Satan and his, hey, Yom Teruah is around the corner. Yom Teruah is around the corner. And that could be the last one. And you know what Satan just would do? I ain't hanging around to find out. I ain't getting out of here. I'll find out when the Baptists find out. I find out when the Catholics find out. I find out when the Jews find out. Okay? But did you listen? The commandment is not to blow it. The commandment is to listen. Did you listen? Did you shema? Did you listen? Are your ears that sharp? During this season of repentance, this season of tshuva, we Messianic Jews, along with all the Jewish world, introspectively evaluate our lives. And hopefully we can come to the realization that we are in desperate need of forgiveness. Do you want to wait till Nitzavim? Do you want to wait till Yom Teruah? Do you want to wait till Yom Kippur? Do you want to take a chance that your days are over? Like it was for our brother Kirk. We need to return to him. That is, we need a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear the King. Teshuvah speaks to everybody. We Messianic believers are also called to examine our lives to see if we have gotten away from the Lord. Is there anything in our heart that keeps him away? Okay? It calls for us to carefully re-examine the scriptures and weigh the evidence. What's the evidence we got to weigh? That Messiah Yeshua is the Son of God. That Messiah Yeshua is everything to us. That Yeshua means salvation, came to give me salvation. That's the examination that we've got to deal with right now. And if you have it, then don't sit in your laurels. Don't sit in your easy chair and go to sleep. Hurry up with Messiah helping your heart. Hurry up and forgive everybody. If you don't know who to forgive, ask the Holy Spirit to remind you. And get ready to do it. Is Messiah Yeshua the King of your life? Nice. You say yes. You know, I say yes too, by faith. I say by faith. The Almighty has always warned his people before he proclaims judgment. He warned the people before the flood and Nineveh. And then Yeshua said, as it was in the days of the flood, so it will be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. How about that? Listen, you can't mess around. If anything, this week, we know we're in a war. And the war is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness and rulers in high places, which 2 Corinthians 10:4 says we have dominion over. The Lord doesn't want anybody to receive the wrath of his judgment, so he's warning us today also. We need an awakening from sleep so that the power of the Holy Spirit is allowed to work in our heart. Believers who trust in Yah's salvation Your salvation is Yeshua. Yeshua is the salvation of Adonai. And who asks for a heart to know, eyes to see, or ears to hear, guess what? If you ask, what will he do? Give it to you. That's it. So do you want it? It's a gift from the Lord. Do you want it? Look, some of us are operating still in various stages of unbelief. I have a word to say to you about that. Stop it! Stop! Stop! No unbelief! Zilcho. Zero. None. We believe. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief, said Jairus. So, Lord, help my unbelief. Get rid of it. Okay, so let me ask again. Do you want it? Do you want it? The answer then is, by his ruach, we rebuke our unbelief and we receive it. By the ruach, we... So, John, play a little bit of what we had set up for now. It actually has words so you can sing.
Turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols. So give us clean hands and give us pure hearts.
We want to give it to
Let
today.
Us not lift our souls to another. And give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let this be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face.
Get the idea? Lord, we need clean hands. Lord, we need pure hearts. We need both. Actually, we need both because Psalm 24 says that's the only way we're going to get there. We got to have both clean hearts and pure heart. So this song comes from Psalm 24. You know, Psalm 24 is a Yom Teruah psalm. Yeah, it is. During the Siddur, during the High Holy Days, we'll read all of Psalm 24 aloud here. It's one of those psalms. It's about the king. It's about the king. And the High Holy Days is about the king. Father God, in Yeshua's name, I thank you that you already spoke that before Nitzavim, you are going to give us a clean heart and pure, clean hands and a pure heart, like the song says. You're going to give us that. We receive it in Yeshua's name. 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 It's ours. We have it. We can use it from this point forward. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, Marilyn says she wants me to anoint his heart, her eyes and ears and heart. If anyone else wants to be part of this, I can touch you.
Whatever.
And you. Father, I thank you that you've come to give us a clean heart. You've come to give us your heart, clean hands, and a pure heart in Yeshua's name. Amen. Anybody else? All right. I'm going to put the oil there. It's in my hand, though. Right there where your heart's supposed to be. Your eyes. Your ears. Your hands. Lord, give Dan a clean heart, clean hands, and a pure heart